Valentine's Day, and traditionally their gifts consist of two types of chocolates. They give obligation chocolates to their bosses and male friends, but they give true love chocolates to their boyfriends or husbands. They make the true love chocolates themselves because it's not true love if you just buy it at the store. Solomon would probably have thought true love chocolates were a good idea. In his love poem entitled Song of Songs, he wrote, "If a man tried to buy love with all his wealth, his offer would be utterly scorned." Solomon knew that true love can't be purchased at any price because true love must be freely given. So what if this Valentine's Day, we take a little extra time to write a special poem or maybe cook a special meal for the ones we truly love? True love is worth more than anything else, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the last of the warm days before reality comes back tomorrow. For today, a good bit of sunshine. Unusually warm, you bet. We'll get up to about 82 for a high. That should break the old record of 81. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Some showers move in late tonight and early in the day Friday as a cold front sweeps through the state. It'll be windy, colder during the day Friday with temperatures falling through the 50s down to about 51 by sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night, 37. Then on Saturday, with cool sunshine back, high temperature up to about 57. That's normal for this time of the year. Back to the low 60s Sunday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We'll be right back.
in the news and views. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, right here in the River Region. If you're listening in Trump time, it's 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Where Geotis resides. I got Dave Mowry in the studio, as he is most every Thursday and on special occasions. I also have Sam McClure.
Hello. Good morning.
Sam McClure from the AdoptionFirm.com. I was just telling him about you about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you guys do such wonderful work over there. If you read the reviews of people who have used your services, if you just know anything about you as a person and your family, it's a compelling story. It's a compelling story. Tell people how you got into the world of adoption law.
You know, the adoption field is has changed over the years. It's there are a few general practitioners left, but a lot of folks have migrated to having an area law that they try to focus on and be really good at. And it really wasn't my plan going to law school to get into adoption law. My wife and I, oddly, well, we both wanted to be missionaries, and so we thought, hey, let's go to law school. And, you know, if you're in here in the studio, I'd be giving you the blank stare because I'm not sure logically how that...
Right.
Right. But, you know, we had the kind
sure,
of...
Sure, you know, that tracks.
Yeah, lawyer, missionary. That's
sure.
So anyway, during law school, we actually... I studied abroad in Paris at the location that's the equivalent of their Harvard, studied with people that were like on their third or fourth language, and I realized Alabama Sam was a little bit above his pay grade. So we got back. We actually started trying to have kids the old-fashioned way. We had a miscarriage, and that's when, you know, kind of after that, I thought, you know, I'm pretty busy now in law school, but I'm going to be super busy after law school. Let's try this adoption thing. So we ended up adopting a 3-year-old child out of the Hungarian foster care system. And so there's
what
not
year was that?
That was probably 2009 or 2010.
Okay.
2009 or 2010. His name was Roby. He unfortunately he shares almost my identical personality. God bless him. He's going to have a hard life. but he's a joy. So we realized we got back from adopting him, finished out law school. We thought, wow, we just can't move this guy all over the world. He just lost his language. He just lost everything that's familiar. He needs some stability. So that left me tapping my fingers on the desk saying, all right, I've got to figure out how to be a lawyer in Montgomery, Alabama. I'd rather get beat with bamboo sticks.
And yeah, trust me. I've been there.
Yeah, so the normal way of getting counsel and praying, we thought, all right, well, let's try this adoption thing. Let's see if we can make a living helping families connect with at-risk, abused, neglected, abandoned children to give them permanency, a future, a hope, a family to go home to for Thanksgiving for the rest of their life.
The adoption process, a lot of people think it's daunting. There's a lot of legal paperwork that needs to be filed. There are filing fees and expenses. If it's foreign, there are travel requirements often. If it's local, there are people that are worried about this problem or that problem that might come up along the way. How does getting the adoption firm involved very, very early in the process help cut down on some of the confusion and the fear and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, it is daunting. It's complex. It's stressful. There's more uncertainty with an adoption than there is a pregnancy, but that's why we're here for, is to try to make that process as simple as possible. I remember when we were adopting our son, our oldest son, that our heads were exploding just with the thought of being parents. And so having somebody to walk alongside us and take care of every other detail was invaluable. And so the analogy that I use probably every day is that the adoption process is like crossing a partially frozen lake. You can see where you want to get to on the other side, a successful adoption, but you just can't run straight across. You've got to take a few steps, jab the ice, test it. There's a little bit of science, but mostly art. And what I like to tell people is we're your professional ice guide as you cross this partially frozen lake to try to get you safely to the other side. And so there's some simple adoption paths. You know, if somebody out there is thinking, hey, I've been a step parent for 5 years and I've never finalized the adoption process, or a grandparent, you want to make it legal, that's a pretty simple process, you know. But I think when you start getting into thinking about unrelated adoption, international adoption, or domestic newborn baby adoption, foster care adoption, embryo adoption, these all add some...
What is embryo adoption?
Yeah, embryo adoption, it sounds a little bit sci-fi-ish.
Yeah.
But basically, there are about 500,000 frozen embryos in our country, and these are children. These are children, and sometimes when people go through the IVF process, they're maybe not thinking through all the implications of what they're doing, so they may create more children than they end up.
So they might fertilize 10, 12, 15 eggs and only use 5 or 3
right.
or 2. Or...
And yeah, and they realize, okay, we have 5 kids, we don't want any more, what do we do with the other 7? And so a lot of times these families will, I think, rightly place these embryos, place their children for adoption. So if a couple says, hey, we want to adopt and we would really like the pregnancy experience, you can actually carry these embryos to full term, and that can happen embryo adoption. You could do embryo adoption via surrogacy, and that's even a little bit more sci-fi. That's kind of out there on the end of the spectrum. But really, if you think about it, it is that one of the biggest moral crises of our generation is what do we do with the children who have no other life plan except to be adopted through embryo adoption?
Sam McClure is our guest, theadoptionfirm.com, theadoptionfirm.com. If you're thinking of adoption, if you're early in the process, if you're in the middle of it and it's confusing, if you just say, hey, maybe in 2 to 5 years, I do want to adopt. What do I need to do with my life now to prepare for that? Sam can help counsel you through that. 546-2009, 546-2009 is his phone number, 546-2009, or check him out on theadoptionfirm.com. Chad.
Hey, you know, my youngest child is adopted, and I just wanted to thank Sam for the work that he does. You know, I'm an attorney, but adoption law is a little more specialized, and we had counsel, one of my partners did adoption, and I wanted to encourage people just to stick with it. It's a long and steady process at times, and there's a lot of spits and starts in the adoption process, a lot of slow dates, especially if you're you have to terminate custody of a unfit parent or anything like that. You know, that's really the point I wanted to make, is that, you know, everybody should just be patient, and, you know, all in God's good time, it'll happen. But it's a fantastic process. I recommend it to anybody who is thinking about adopting and is wondering, should I or shouldn't I? I can only tell you my experience was great. I mean, it took a while, but it was well worth the wait.
Chad, I appreciate that feedback. Yeah, and that brings to mind one of the things that I love to do is catch families really early on in the thought process. If you're just thinking, hey, we're thinking about adoption, we really don't know how to go about it. Well, there are a dozen ways that you can approach adoption that unnecessarily increases your financial and emotional risk. And we like to sit down with people, get to know them. What are your capacities? What are your preferences? And try to craft an adoption plan specifically around who they are and where they're going in life.
Chad, we appreciate the call. Do most people, Sam McClure is our guest, do most people come to the adoption firm and say, I want to do foreign adoption, or I want to do infant adoption locally, or I want to adopt out of the foster care system? Or do they come and say, we want a family, what should we do?
Yeah, people usually come with the second option is, you know, sometimes the country of Moldova has been on somebody's heart since they were a teenager and they just want to adopt from Moldova. We can help you with that. We can consult with you on that. But usually it's, hey, we want to add to our family. A lot of times it's because of infertility. And face it, you know, children are a blessing. That's a unique perspective that a certain select people in the world have. Not everybody in the world thinks that children are a blessing. If you realize and you grasp that concept, that all children have value, they're created in the image of God, they are a blessing, and you want to add to your family, that's where we love to catch people. Is, all right, so how do we strategize? Is foster care the right adoption? Is it connecting with a young parent that needs help raising their child? A young parent that maybe is living out of their car, is addicted to heroin, and if somebody doesn't come along and partner with them in parenting, that child's going to end up in the foster care system. You know, whatever the strategy and the path is, we like to sit down with people because, look, real in reality, bad things happen when you mix money and child welfare. The children end up being exploited, and we want to have those conversations on the front end, you know, to ferret out scams. There's people out there that try to scam adoptive families, and there's nobody more susceptible to being scammed than parents who want a child and can't have one.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
it
is
really, really terrifying. Sam McClure, tell people how to get in touch with you and just what you'll do with them when they do. Like,
yeah.
What are the first steps when you hear from them?
Absolutely. So you can call me, 334-546 2009, or you can visit my website, theadoptionfirm.com. On a side note, there's a great video there about a local family, the Darnell family, and their adoption story. But from the very first conversation, we try to get to know who you are, what your preferences are, what capacities that God's given you. And then we try to tailor a specific adoption plan, whether it's through an agency, private word of mouth, foster care, embryo, Embryo Via Sarah International. We're going to talk about all the options, and I think what we're going to walk away from that initial conversation is, like, we feel like we've got a grasp on what's the best strategy to approach adoption and add to your family, because you know that children are a blessing, and you want to have as many as you can and shoot them out. I heard my pastor say this the other day, that our children are messages sent into a world we cannot go.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
That's a great line. Sam McClure, theadoptionfirm.com, 546-2009, 546-2009. Give them a call no matter where you are in the process, very early in the process, thinking about it 2 to 5 years down the road, or already in the process and you're finding it a muddled mess.
Thanks, Baron. Love your show. Keep up the good work. Good
service. I love my show, too. Hang on. Let me make us legal here so that the bar doesn't freak out.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Don't believe anything Jay Scott's just said. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Forget the candy, forget the flowers. She wants to go to the spa. Face it, stuffed bears are for children, and flowers fade. Treat her to the gift of relaxation. Get her a gift certificate from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Call 365-5559 or go to smartskinspasalon.com.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love.
Alright guys, welcome back in. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
my friends over at the Goodson Group. Bo Goodson is one of the great human beings you'll ever meet in Montgomery. And he runs a top-notch real estate operation. And if you've not gotten in touch with him for any of your real estate needs over the years, please start calling him, 551-0225. 551-0225, thegoodsongroup.com. Thegoodsongroup.com. You can check him out there on the website. You can look for houses there. You can get some information about his real estate school at thegoodsongroup.com. You can help him find someone to help you buy a house or to help you sell your house or to help you manage your real estate investment property. If you have real estate investment property, Bo Goodson can help screen tenants, collect rent, make necessary repairs as things go. In the event the worst happens, he can help, not help, he can handle the entire eviction process. I mean, that's what he does. Bo Goodson, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, 551-0225. You call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. When you think real estate, think Bo Goodson. Dave Mowry is in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you each and every day. Your humble host. Humble-ish.
Humble-ish. I mean, it is his show.
So, if you gave me a humble award, I'd probably wear it on my lapel.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk about Virginia anymore. I got all these stories. I read the statement from the alleged victim of the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, I mean,
and if this happened,
it seems a little more credible than Kavanaugh, doesn't it?
Oh, it's way more credible than Kavanaugh. He admits they had an event.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh denied there was any event. He says, no, we did it, but it was consensual. I mean, right there, you at least place them in the same room together. Kavanaugh said, I don't even know who this woman is. I don't know her.
Right.
And I mean, it's a total distinction between the two cases. But if you've read, I'm not going to read it on air, because my children have a habit of listening to this program while they're doing their schoolwork at home.
But look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Let's just say they started off kissing, and before long, he was directing her head around. I think it's the nicest way I can say.
Yeah.
In a terrible, terrible, awful manner. An appeals court has blocked the execution of an Alabama Muslim. It was scheduled for today. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has put a stay on that execution. Our bloodthirsty representatives here in Alabama, our bloodthirsty executives here in Alabama, are trying to get the Supreme Court to reverse this. And get the Supreme Court to lift the stay so they can kill this guy today. He was convicted. I mean, we can say he did it. We can say he did it now. He was convicted of a fatal stabbing of a 15-year-old who disappeared from her home in Selma back in 1995. So this is what now? 2019.
24 years later.
How many?
24.
24 years later. Her decomposing body was found in a field a month later. I like to give a little bit of the detail because I am anti-death penalty, but I don't want people to think I'm glossing over the facts, so that's why I'm doing this. Co-defendant Marcus Oden told police that they picked up the girl for a night on the town and then raped her. They said they cut her throat. He pleaded guilty to murder and then testified against Ray. Ray, the one who denied doing it and went to trial, is getting the death penalty. The other guy's got life without parole. I ask you, why the distinction? I mean, for one. But anyway, so I'm not glossing over the facts. This is horrific, and obviously he should be punished to the end of his life for this. However, he's a Muslim, and you guys know I'm not big on Muslims. I had a friend recently tell me, I'm not an Islamophobe, but if I see Muslims running at me very fast shouting Allah Akbar.
Yeah, that's a tell.
It does scare me.
They call that a tell.
He's like, if a Baptist guy's running at me saying praise the Lord, I don't get worried. If a Muslim guy's running at me saying praise the Lord, I run. If the Baptist guy's running, he went on. I mean, he was funny. It was a great little bit. He was a comedian, a true, like, genuine comedian. Anyway, here's the issue. Here's the issue on appeal. Alabama provides two prison employees actually in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
The guy killing you and a chaplain, a Christian chaplain paid for by the state of Alabama.
Chaplain, I think, is also on the staff of the jail.
Could be.
No, I'm pretty sure that's a distinction in the story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an employee. He's a state employee.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant by...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Those are both state employees
But that's a... There's a big reason that becomes a reason here, right?
Right.
Is that, yeah. That so then...
So what he's requesting, he's saying, I'm Muslim, I don't want a Christian chaplain.
I don't want a chaplain.
And they say, fine, don't have the chaplain. He says, no, I want an imam. And they say, we don't have any mom on staff.
Right, and it has to be, you have to have, the guy has to be an employee. They don't allow non-employees in the death chamber, essentially.
Correct.
That's the crux of his argument.
And so the 11th
Circuit. They state it, right?
Yeah, the 11th Circuit looks at it and says, well.
I mean, I don't know that that's, you know, if you'd go by the letter of the law.
Well, if you go by the letter of the law, the First Amendment doesn't speak on who can be in the chamber. The question is, does the wildly weird interpretations of the First Amendment that we've given it over the last 200-plus years of jurisprudence, does that wild interpretation somehow extend to prohibiting this guy from dying without an imam when other Christians can die holding the hand of the chaplain? I mean, that's what this comes down to. That's what this comes down to. The First Amendment just says Congress shall not establish a religion,
right.
A federal religion. At the time that was written, lots of states had state religions. Maryland, Virginia, they were Episcopalian states.
They were Catholic. They were Protestant.
Yeah, I mean, there were specific states that had state religions. Say, if you pay taxes, we're going to support the church with this money.
Right.
And so, obviously, when Congress wrote it, they weren't saying states couldn't have religions. They were saying the federal government couldn't have religion. Think about the history in 1789 of what had gone on in England, where they were largely coming from, over the last, say, 200 years. You know the story with Elizabeth I and Mary and the King of Spain, the King of France, how they went back and forth. At one point, it was all Catholics have to die, and then it was like all Protestants have to die, and it was like, no, all Catholics have to die. This is all like
a good back and forth for 200 or 300 years.
Yeah, this was like a good like 30-year run, so there was chaos. And what they did was they said, okay, there's not going to be a federal religion. That's what the First Amendment says. No federal religion. If you states want to have religions, knock yourself out. No federal religion. But that's not the way it's interpreted. And it's clear. It says Congress shall make no law establishing a religion. Congress shall make no law. It doesn't say anything about Alabama establishing a religion. Nevertheless, through the Incorporation Doctrine, 14th Amendment, after the Civil War, the Supreme Court changed the Constitution of the United States to apply, not all, but many of the Bill of Rights protections, the first 10 Amendment protections, to the states and to local governments and to any government actor. Not all 10, but most of the 10 have been incorporated. You know the least litigated of the 10 amendments? The 10 Bill of Rights, rather?
The one that says that they can't put soldiers in your house?
The Third Amendment?
Yeah.
You can't quarter soldiers.
Yeah.
It's never been tried.
That's one of those that's like, yeah, that's really a product of its time.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, though, when they're like, these amendments were given by God.
I know, right?
I'm like, God didn't care who lived in your house.
Right.
Well, God didn't care if soldiers were in your
There's
house.
A Simpsons bit where, like, you know, like Lisa says something, and you know, and Homer's like, without the Third Amendment, Lisa, the Queen of England could just come in here and start putting soldiers in your room. Do you want that? Do you want that?
There was a time. There was a time when the Simpsons were hilarious.
Well, and I mean, if you think about it, like at that time, you know, they're reacting to something that had just happened, and that's a pretty, you know, sensible reaction.
But this is the news.
Because that did happen. They quartered troops, yeah. Like in your house. Like, hey, guess what? Like, you know, we don't really like what's going on here.
Bill and Steve are going to
be y'all
there.
Rebelling, so, you know, yeah. John and Tom are going to come and, you know, stay with you.
And there's nothing you could do to stop them.
Make sure their coats stay red.
But the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals granted a stay here for Dominic Ray a day before these executions. He was scheduled to be executed today. The stay came out yesterday. The Supreme Court is going to have to look at it. I don't think they'll mess with the 11th Circuit's orders, and I don't think this guy's going to get killed without an imam. How hard is it to put an imam on the state payroll? I understand their point. Well, I think it's 2 points. I think one is we can't have every religion under the sun on the state payroll. I get that. The second thing is, some religions aren't going to go on the state payroll if the only reason they're there is to allow people to kill their adherents.
Right.
I'm frankly surprised the chaplain's on the payroll. I don't know who the chaplain is. He may be a great guy. But if part of my job was, and I'm vehemently anti-death penalty, if part of my job was, we'll hire you, but you have to stand in here so we can make people feel good while we murder them, I'm out. That's not my idea of a good time. Not my idea of a good time. And if they go hiring imams to be on the payroll, it's essentially, hey, we got to have an imam so that that we can kill your adherents. And he may not go for that. Second reason I think that you're going to have trouble fulfilling this obligation, I hope this is the beginning of the end of the death penalty. At some point, the Supreme Court in the United States is going to be done with it, and I can't wait. But I think the second reason you're going to have a problem with this is go tell the Alabama legislature they got to have a state-funded imam.
Right.
Go take that vote and then campaign in 2022 for re-election.
Well, the way to do it is to just say that, like, I guess you just say a witness of your choice or something like that, you know, or like...
You can't have random people in the chamber. What are they pulling stuff out of them and everything else? That's why they don't let random people in there.
Right. Well, maybe...
It's a sterile field, and they've got to...
They just move the chaplain to the outside.
Yeah.
Why is it got to be in there?
I mean,
you're going to make him comfortable, then you're going to kill him?
Sounds like Ralph Northam.
You know, I'm just saying. We got to make this guy really comfortable before we, you know, put these needles in his arm and hope that he dies, because we're not sure about this chemical right now either.
That's the other thing, too.
Because we can't source the other one that we've been using.
Why is this chemical free from the Freedom of Information Act request or the Sunshine Laws? Why can't we find out what they're using? You know why? Because we'll find it out. We'll contact the manufacturer and we'll say, did you know Alabama was using your stuff to kill people? And they'll say, we're not shipping it to them anymore.
Yep.
Because Alabama has to lie to get this stuff. Most rational thinking people don't want a product they're using to kill people. Most of them.
Prove it.
328-2484. That's how you get in touch with Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484. You can check them out on Facebook, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Tom and Augustine Duncan, absolutely fantastic human beings. Absolutely fantastic human beings. These guys know the business of tree trimming, tree repair. They can help save trees that would otherwise die. There's so much they can do. They can help thin it out so the dead wood doesn't fall all over your property and all over your house and your cars and everything else. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484. They're not a chainsaw and a truck. These guys have all the right equipment, all the training, all the expertise, all the right employees. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484. Get this chainsaw out of your hand, sir. You're going to hurt somebody. Call the pros. 328-2484. Call Tom and Augustine Duncan at Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the last of the warm days before reality comes back tomorrow. For today, a good bit of sunshine. Unusually warm, you bet. We'll get up to about 82 for a high. That should break the old record of 81. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Some showers move in late tonight and early in the day Friday as a cold front sweeps through the state. It'll be windy, colder during the day Friday with temperatures falling through the 50s down to about 51 by sunset. Overnight low temperature tomorrow night, 37. Then on Saturday, with cool sunshine back, high temperature up to about 57. That's normal for this time of the year. Back to the low 60s. 60 Sunday with a slight chance of showers. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Network. Stocks under pressure on Wall Street with investors worried about a global slowdown. Twitter shares sinking over concerns about falling user numbers. The social media company reporting 321 million monthly active users in the fourth quarter, a decrease of 9 million year on year and 5 million lower than the previous quarter. Chipotle Mexican Grill, Hanes Brand, and T-Mobile reporting upbeat earnings for the holiday quarter. And some U.S. graduate schools feeling the pinch from a drop in international students. For the second year in a row, students from abroad who enrolled in schools fell by 1%. This according to a report out from the Council of Graduate Schools. A lot of universities rely on international students who pay full tuition. That's to balance budgets strained by a decline domestically. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alright guys, welcome back in. 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Someone just sent me the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. How do you pronounce that last name? LaJoey?
What's that?
I just sent you a picture.
Oh.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Someone sent me this.
I think it's LaJoey.
LaJoey? NASCAR driver Corey LaJoey? Putting his own face on the roof of his car. He wrapped his car with his face and hair.
And it's got the like the Mater from Cars buck teeth on it, too. That's great.
This is a bridge too far. I can't travel this bridge.
Nuke it from space.
This is inappropriate.
This is inappropriate.
Is he going to do this for the Daytona 500, which is
I hope
coming
so.
Out? Is it this
which
week or next
sweet.
Week?
Where's
the 500?
When is it? We should know these things.
It's the... You know, race season officially kicked off a couple weeks ago with the
outing of Ralph Northam as a guy.
No,
you mean NASCAR racing?
Race season.
You know,
I mean race season in general. Let's see here. The 500 kicks off Daytona 500. When the hell is it? February 17th. What's that? Is this this weekend, isn't it?
Oh, it's next.
Yeah,
next weekend.
That's crazy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friend over at Heirloom Jewelers. Man, here's what... I talked to him yesterday. He said, Baron, I've got all these beautiful settings. I got to buy some jewelry. So here's my call to you people. Go home right now. If you're at work, take off. Go home. Look into your jewelry closet or your jewelry box or your jewelry drawer or your cabinet, wherever you put your jewelry. Look in there and pick up every single piece. And say, when is the last time I wore this piece? Am I ever going to wear it again? And if the answer to both those questions is, I don't know, take it to Troop Booth. Get a price. You don't have to sell it to him. Just get a price. And then if he gives you a price and it's 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. He's bought jewelry from people around here for 15 grand or more.
Darn.
You take that money and put it down on a credit card, go on a vacation, pay off your student loans, pay down your mortgage, upgrade a bathroom, put on a patio on the back of your house, paint your whole house inside and out. Do whatever you have to do. But that's your money. All that upgrade, all that vacation, all that debt paid down was just sitting in a cabinet somewhere. Get your jewelry and go to Heirloom Jewelers. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across the street from where the old Bruno's was. Do Re Mi Karaoke, right there, where the Sonic was. Mm-hmm. That was a good Sonic, too. You just couldn't get in or out of it. But you can get in and out of Heirloom Jewelers. It doesn't have that blind turn. Get by there when you get the opportunity. Heirloom Jewelers, and check him out on Facebook. He's got some really cool stuff on Facebook. All of his stuff's not on Facebook, but check out his Facebook. But take him your stuff and sell it. I'm sick of you people sitting there complaining about the, I couldn't get ahead in life. I couldn't get ahead in life. And then all of a sudden you realize you've got 10 or 20 grand in jewelry sitting there that you're never going to wear. Heirloom Jewelers. Gosh, you just told me who this was and I forgot. Who'd you say this was? Hello? Clint. Oh, you didn't tell me. Who is this?
Clint.
Hey, Clint. What's up, buddy? How are you doing? You still sober, brother?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good.
Doing well.
You don't stay away from that drink, brother.
Well, you got to have one now and then. Now.
No. You don't drink any drinks. You're not drinking anything, are you?
Yeah, you ain't got it.
Huh?
Hey, on the death penalty.
Whoa. I don't want to skip past this, Clint. You had a whole audience worried when you went into treatment.
Hey, I have not been intoxicated since August 2nd.
Well, All right.
Keep it all out of your mouth. All right, go ahead.
I would not be that way ever again in my life. Hey, on the death penalty.
Huh?
I'm a strong supporter.
All right.
Of the death penalty. You know, Mr. Ziegler is talking about bringing back hanging.
Yeah, I purposely not covered that story because he's a dumbass. Anyone who wants to advocate for publicly hanging people in the 21st century is a total unadulterated dumbass.
Well, I don't see a problem hanging somebody. No. With a rope or, you know, a watch cheaper. Electricity or a bullet or a rope.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I believe in death penalty. If some guy was to kill and rape my daughter, I don't want him on death row for 20 years.
Yeah, I can have that argument with you. The argument I can have,
I know that.
The argument I can have with you is, let's do public hangings. I mean, That's what he called for. Well, that's because he's a dumbass.
Well, I do it behind closed doors.
I mean, I don't.
But hey, that's just my view on death penalty.
I do appreciate it.
100%. And have a good day, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I can disagree with you, but have the discussion on the death penalty. I can disagree with you, but have the discussion on early term abortion. I can't have the discussion on late term abortion and public hangings. I mean, it's just, we're past that as a society. I thought. You know, in Sparta, they used to throw babies off the cliff that weren't strong enough.
Right.
And I remember reading that. Like, if they were born with a deformity, they were missing an arm, or they had some heart condition, or they were having trouble breathing, or they were missing an eye, they were born with some sort of genetic condition, they just tossed them off a cliff. And I remember reading those stories as a child in history and, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, and thinking, oh, my God, how far have we come? They cannot believe people used to treat humanity that way. And they would talk, my teacher would talk about the pile of infant bones, the wolves and the snakes and all the rodents that would sit at the bottom of these cliffs, because it would happen regularly. It wasn't like just randomly. Vultures and all this. And I thought, you know, what society does that?
Right.
Virginia.
Yeah, apparently.
Virginia, New York, California. Senate panel set to approve Donald Trump's attorney general nominee today. If I was watching a news channel, how the hell do we get stuck on CBS every day? Watching The Price is Right.
I'm okay with The Price is Right.
I don't mind The Price is Right, but I'm trying to figure out if Bob Barr or Bill Barr, whatever his name is, Bob Barr was the congressman, the libertarian congressman, right?
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out if Bill Barr is going to be the next attorney general or not, and I'm sitting here watching a guy spin a wheel going, big money, stop. That's two different games.
That's right. You went for the no whammies thing. But.
Did you ever see the documentary on that?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who cheated no whammy?
Have you ever seen the doc? Or there's a story. I think
he couldn't get off of it.
It's been made into either a documentary or a movie about a guy who got a perfect score on Price is Right. Got the thing within $100. The you know, the showcase
grand
showdown,
prize giveaway or whatever.
Won both, and then was banned from the show. So then he got like two other people to do it and fed them the answers like via code in the
How
audience.
How does he know? He just knows what everything costs.
You watch it so much that like, and they repeat. So like, and then he like fed it. He fed the inputs like into a computer program, and it would tell him the answers of everything.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all just pattern recognition. Same thing with that dude.
He just saw the
No Whammies guy. There's a pattern recognition.
Yeah. See, that was before computing power had gotten to the point where they could randomly do it. So they just had a set pattern of like 100 dots in a row that went on.
Uh-huh. It's like Mike Tyson's punch out. You just had to know when to punch the guy. You know, as long as you did that, you won. Remember that game, Mike Tyson's
punch out? Oh, yeah. I won Mike Tyson's punch out a few times.
Yeah, because it was all just like you just had to know the pattern.
It was 007373.
I don't remember
There was a cheat code that got you
get to Tyson.
But I always liked punching the fat guy.
Oh, yeah, King of Hood.
And then the guy with the roses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many of those guys
to
fight.
They always had a tell.
Yeah, and you just wait until it tell, yeah. then you hit.
Yep.
Now, if Tyson hit you once,
yeah,
you were
dead. Yeah.
I mean, you know. And the truth is, if Tyson hit you once, you would have been dead. So
correct.
I think it's a very fair, accurate representation of what would have happened. Let's see here. They're poised to approve William Barr's nomination. And they're saying largely upon party lines. I don't understand this at all. Is this the way it's going to be from now on?
Probably.
No Republican will ever vote for a Democrat president's nominee ever again, and no Democrat will ever vote for a Republican's nominee ever again. Ruth Bader Ginsburg got like 96 votes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was a thing about like you had to have there were qualifications.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg advocated for the age of consent to be like 11.
Although,
and she got 96
votes. I'd say you know who kind of started it.
Who?
But thanks, Obama.
No.
Voting against Roberts was a big deal because he had said before that he was totally qualified. He said, he said that he didn't think that you could find a better nominee, but ideologically we're opposed to voting against you. That's not supposed to be the standard.
I'm glad it happened.
Well, yeah.
Because had there not been that hostility during Obama's term,
we wouldn't have gotten.
Cocaine Mitch wouldn't have held
right.
Gorsuch's seat. That was a stolen Supreme Court seat, a completely stolen seat.
Yeah.
Even though Republicans had a majority and could have voted it down. But the reality was, Merrick Garland, he was qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 years ago, 20 years ago.
He would have sailed on through.
He would have sailed through. And Republicans would have been like, doggone it, Scalia died at the wrong time.
Yeah, he had to come out with one of those. He had to, you know, who was the lady that Bush tried to...
Harriet Myers?
Yeah, there you go. Represented his lawn service or something. Yeah. In small claims court. I put her on the Supreme Court.
I remember Ann Coulter during that.
Yeah, I mean, even Republicans were like, oh, okay, look.
I remember Ann Coulter saying, he needs to be impeached. He's obviously mentally deficient because Harriet Myers is so far from qualified. So far from qualified. All right, our number, 272-9228. Let me take this real fast. Who's this?
Hey.
That's who I thought it was. That's why I was... so apt to take it here. Oh. It's 49 minutes after 10 o'clock, and I hear from Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Am I online?
You are live and online.
That's great. And I hope he's listening right now. Just met with a customer, closed out on a loan. He gave us a call. This is what I'm talking about, what me and you have been talking about. The customers who have opened a mortgage within the last year, more importantly, what I'm saying is 6 months or longer. He closed his loan back in June of last year. He purchased the house above the lake and gave me a call about refinancing because he hears us talking about it. I don't know if I can save any money. Well, I'm proud to tell you, absolutely he was able to save money. And I talk about the appraisal waiver. There was no appraisal required. Okay? We already had it on file. But he refinanced and lowered his payment to the tune of about $96 and got $2,000 cash out, lowered his rate, and lowered his PMI. Now, talk to me. What do you think about that? I mean, somebody that just closed on their house, he's like mathematically, and I'm going to keep it the same as what I'm paying right now. I'm paying off the same. Yeah, you will. How do you do that? You know, I'm like, it's numbers. Lower rate, lower MI.
Lower everything.
Lower everything equals the lower.
And you're going to save a lot of money.
And he's going to save a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he skips 2 months. I mean, so if you are... currently making a mortgage payment, pick up the phone. It's just that simple. And give me a call right now at 567-4223. 657-4223. Hey, if you don't have a statement, no big deal. I can get all that information. Just pick up the phone and give me a call and see how much you could be saving.
I'm going to call you this afternoon, Kim.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I sure could use two missed mortgage payments about right
now. Me too.
All right, Baron, I can't wait to talk to you later on. I'll have everything ready for you. 567-4223. Again, that's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. 567-4223. NMLS 372-374. Equal housing lender. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Kim. Our number, 272-9228. David, hang on. David Mowry, Baron Coleman. Your calls at 272-9228. Imagine this. We got gun bills being filed in the Alabama legislature. Two of them.
I want a Stone Mountain style. You have to own a gun bill or GTFO.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We'll be mandatory. Came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitars, Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at dealer invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure, when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1-2-3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with a vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1-2-3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 5 minutes till the top of the hour.
My friend Tom and Augustine Duncan. No. I've already told you about Tom and Augustine Duncan. I've not told you yet about Tom Latham over at Pioneer and Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with Tom Latham. 284-9292. One of the great guys in the building contracting business. He does all the concrete work, man. Foundations, clearing lots. Big work. So if you're buying land and buying a house, that's the first number you need to call. Before you call the bank and get financed, call Tom Latham and ask him to get scheduled a time when he can go out and look and give you a quote. 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. He's got more pictures than you could possibly ever want to see on his Facebook page. How do I know that? Because I genuinely wanted to see them all, and I clicked for like an hour. And finally, I was like, man, that's a lot of concrete. They're good-looking concrete, though. I mean, it's good-looking concrete. The foundations, their walkways, their driveways, curbing, patios, decorative, stamped, stained, polished, every kind of concrete you can think of. 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. David.
Hey, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm doing better. Did you see the Haas car that came out today?
No.
Do you remember the old John Player car?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Lotus that Kimi Raikkonen used to drive?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, imagine that hybrid without the rear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good-looking car.
Cool.
It's a good-looking car. Nice. They had the reveal today.
Yeah. Hey, you know, can you imagine the fight that's going to happen when Ginsburg finally steps down or passes away or whatever over her seat?
Particularly if it's in 2020.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because what was the argument?
Oh, you can't do it during an election
year. Can't do it during an election year.
Right.
You know what Cocaine Mitch is going to do? He's going to do it during an election year.
You're darn right.
And he's
going to
put his foot on the gas. And he's going to push all the way down. Because Cocaine Mitch is lousy on things like borders and security. He's lousy on things like trade. He's lousy on things like taxes. What Cocaine Mitch is strong as new rope on is things like judges.
Yeah, he might be a globalist, but by God, when it comes to judges, he's gonna put the pedal to the metal.
I think that's his wife. I honestly think that's his wife. I think
really?
That's Elaine Chao looking in his ear and go, hey, Mitchie, you want a little Elaine, you got to give me a little conservative judiciary.
Yeah.
I got to have some Republican 11th Circuit judges. Come on, Mitchie. You want some of this? I need a vote, Mitchie. I need a vote.
I guarantee you there it'll be mild compared to, you know, with what we had with Kavanaugh. It's going to be like World War III with the libs. Their heads are going to explode.
Her name is Amy Comey Barrett. Coney Barrett. She is, as far as I know, incorruptible, without a stain or blemish on her record. She's not an Ivy League snob like some of those people. Not that all Ivy Leaguers are snobs, but she's not a snob from the Ivy League. and let me tell you, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch during election year the left tear down an attractive girl next door with everyday woman credentials. It's going to be wonderful watching them try to attack this woman.
Yeah. It's pop the popcorn and break out the Cokes. It's going to be worth the price of admission.
I hope our Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat or any other seat doesn't open up during 2019. I hope it's during 2020.
Yeah, give us the 2020.
That way when they say, you guys were dishonest. Yeah, and?
Yeah.
And we held like the Senate, and you didn't.
Mitch don't care.
And I hope he hosts a press conference and says, elections have consequences. I won. Because that's what Obama did.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, of course, you know, that only applies when Democrats are winning.
That's right.
So, I can't you know, the old double standard. Yeah, have a good one, guys.
Thanks.
See ya.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Dave Mowry, your humble host, Baron Coleman. Getting more humble by the day, I might add.
Just ask him.